This is true. University of Texas, a couple of years ago, one of the chemistry majors did a study on all the chemicals in some of the fast food, right? It made national news because she found an ingredient in McRibs also used to make exercise mats. That's true. That's so gross. And if you're in here tonight and you eat McRibs, you're probably like, what is an exercise mat?
Someone tries to convince you of something, the less I believe them. Every time Wendy's has a commercial, like, we use 100% real chicken. I'm like, I thought you did. Now I'm not so sure. Why do you have to advertise 100% chicken? Never frozen. It is definitely frozen. I'm ordering it at 1 a.m. I hope you froze it. It's just been sitting there all day.
I think it's too easy to eat terrible. That's what I think it is, you know? Because it wasn't that long ago where it's like, you want to eat bad, you got a couple places you can go to. Now they compete with each other to see who can offer something worse for you. Wendy's has a sandwich called Son of Baconator. Their food is having kids when they're closed. Do you understand how bad that is for you? That's how I order it too. I'm like, give me a Baconator and one of his children. I don't know. You got a boy? They usually taste better.
Last time I was in Florida, this is real. By the way, this is Googleable information after the show. I'm in Florida. I'm walking past a newspaper stand. I look into the stand. The headline on the newspaper reads, "Local man robs Wendy's with alligator." What did you just say to me? I read it. I still said that out loud. It was incredible. Oh, and also, oh yeah, that's all you want to say? You don't want to add any more to that? Like, I don't know. Maybe tell us if the alligator was an accomplice or a weapon? How about that? For real. Did this guy rob a Wendy's with an alligator? Or did this guy rob a Wendy's with an alligator? There's a huge difference. Did he start a gang with an alligator, throw a bandana on it? He's like, we're the alligator boys now. Let's get to a Wendy's and make this official. No. So, this is how, I bought the paper and I read the article and this is real. He used the alligator as a weapon, okay? And when I read that, I was like, did he at least hold it like a gun? Right? He didn't. He threw it through a drive-thru window. Yep. Didn't see that one coming, did ya? You know who else didn't? The lady at the drive-thru. So many things have to happen before you can even throw an alligator. You have to find it in the wild? Also, by the way, how horrible is Florida that there is just alligators available to you? What was even his qualifying material? Was he looking for a specific type? Or did he just, the first one he saw, he was like, this is the one, and he took it. That was it? So this is real. This happened in Florida, a place connected to the United States where we are all living currently. A grown man with a driver's license found an alligator that day. He didn't even build a relationship with it. He takes his new alligator and he seatbelts it into the backseat of his car. I assume. I just have no idea how else you keep it from getting into the front seat and biting you, right? I don't know if you guys know anything about alligators, but they kind of just do whatever they want. So he seatbelts this dinosaur into the back seat. And he gets into the front seat and he's like, ah, I gotta make some money today. He turned the wheel. Oh, I could get a job. And he goes, no time. spent most of my day on that alligator thing. Projects. I could rob someone. And he goes, I could rob a place. Those places have more money than someone's. Rob a bank. And he goes, no, they'll be expecting that. Just thinking about it. And then he comes to the conclusion, Wendy's. They have money and chili. That's the place. So he drives his new alligator to Wendy's, okay? Pulls up to the drive-thru, and the lady at the drive-thru is like, hello, how can I help you today? And he goes, give me all the money. And she just goes, looks right at him and goes, no. You didn't even come inside? You failed at this robbery. And the dude is so mad. He goes, give me the money in the register or I'll kill you. And she's from Florida, so she's not afraid of death or whatever. She looks down at him and she's like, no, if you had a gun, you would have shown it to me already. I call your bluff. Get out of here, crazy guy. Go. And he's seething mad at this point, furious. And he's like, you know what? I don't have a gun, but hold on. Yeah. And then he palmed an alligator through the drive-thru window. Yup. He skipped so many steps in that robbery. If he had a list of things he was supposed to do, he would have thrown the alligator, looked down, and just been like, oh no! I was supposed to threaten her with the alligator first. By the way, can you imagine being her? He's telling this guy off, and he's like, you know what, I don't have a gun. And you're like, wow, nailed it. Really doing it today. And then he leans back and starts unbuckling the world's ugliest toddler. I'm like, oh, hey, someone come and see, this is wild. And then you look back and an alligator is flying. Imagine being the car behind him. Sitting there with your girlfriend. Like, what takes so long to make burgers here? She's on her phone. You're like, do you even care? You look back from her, and then an alligator soars from window to window. Honey, get off your phone. They're throwing alligators into Wendy's. This guy is crazy. She's on her phone like, that doesn't make sense. They don't even serve alligators here. What? Why am I with you? So, this dude is sitting there, awkwardly, with no more alligators left to play in the robbery. Probably thinking to himself, oh, you think if I ask for my alligator back? Such a bad idea to throw it. He didn't even put a fanny pack on it. Like, maybe get some money while you're in there? I don't know. So, he drives off. Yeah, and he gets arrested immediately. He didn't even wear a mask. Yeah, he was like, I'm in Florida. People throw alligators. I'll probably get lost in the shuffle. No, he didn't. They remembered him. They arrested him pretty hard afterwards. The end of the article is true. It goes, no one was injured. The alligator was safely released back into the wild. And at the very end of the article, it read, no drug involvement suspected. Oh yeah, Florida? That was your sober plan? What does the non-sober plan look like? Do you ride a horse and the alligator throws you? What happens?
I'm pretty patriotic myself. Here's how patriotic I am. I am a vegetarian, but I love Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't even eat it anymore. I just support it. Because we were poor when we got here. We couldn't eat out. First thing we ate out was Kentucky Fried Chicken. My dad went all out. He got the bucket of chicken. He got the biscuits. and he also bought the coleslaw. And if you've been eating coleslaw your whole life, maybe you don't know this, but it is disgusting. There's always somebody somewhere like, no, it's pretty good. Yeah, and people on a farm get used to the smell of poop. You can get used to horrible things. I don't know who thought that, like, you know what this salad needs to be? Wet. Let's make a wet salad. Should it be clear wet? No, it should be snotty wet. It should be the most disgusting thing. And see if people will eat it. So my dad noticed we weren't eating the coleslaw. He's like, hey, why is nobody eating the coleslaw? And we're like, Dad, it doesn't taste good. He's like, I don't care. You have to eat it. Because the white people eat it. And they cannot find out we're not white people. Like, they're gonna know when you talk. My dad's not gonna sneak past any of you. Where are you from, sir? Boston, Massachusetts. That's how he says Massachusetts.
You guys like having fun? Get yourself an empty bucket from the Colonel Sanders. There's more. Put a real live chicken in it. Go up to the window at KFC. Come here. Yeah, look. This chicken ain't done. Fuck! I do that stuff too, man.
This lady in Gatlinburg, I don't know how else to describe. She looked like someone who might frequent a Long John Silver's / Kentucky Fried Chicken, like a 2-in-1 fast food restaurant. I don't know if you guys ever go to those, but there's good people watching in there too. So any of them, I don't care what the combo is. For some reason, the average redneck brain can't seem to process that there are two businesses operating behind one counter and sharing the menu above. And the first time they see it, it just catches them off guard. They're like, okay, could I get a... Okay, do I need to be at this register if I want chicken? Is this like a food court or something? It's the same company. I can order off of both of them. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I'm getting a family meal deal. I get two sides. Could I get a side from this side and then a side from that side? Like, if I could hurry up and decide, could I go from side to side for my sides? I can. I want to try that. Okay. Well, extra biscuits. I mean, I knew that before I came in here. And what does Long John Silver's have? Hush puppies. What? Can I do that? Two breads? Oh, yeah, hook it up. I know it sounds like I'm really exaggerating for the sake of stand-up comedy, but it's not as much as you think, okay? I promise if you go to any 2-in-1 fast food restaurant and just grab a seat close to the register, just within earshot, within 5 minutes, you'll hear some trucker spit out a sentence that has never been formed in the history of words. Because he's buckling under the pressure of the line that's now formed behind him. He's like, oh God, I'm sorry, you guys. I hadn't even thought about tacos. And then I come in here and boom, right there they are next to the pizza. But if you can make wherever you go half of it Long John Silver's, like that's where you're going to have the best time. All right. At any Long John Silver's, you will hear a grown man ask for extra crumbs, which is a new low for our society. And really racist humans. Now, if I've completely lost you, Long John Silver's, it's a fast food seafood restaurant. And what they do is they take chicken and fish and they dip it in their batter and then they put it in the deep fryer. And when they flip it from the deep fryer, little pieces of that batter break off. And then a pile of those little pieces form. And then people go, hey, could I get a scoop of the thing that, right there, I want some of that stuff, like the garbage on the bottom. I want some of that, like, put some of that into my treasure chest. They get all, and I was like, did that guy just ask for more crumbs? Like, I thought I might have misheard, right? She pushes a button on the register. Boop, crumbs, 10 cents. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. How often does this happen? Okay, seriously. Like, I thought I could be witnessing the first time in the history of Long John Silver's where some guy was like, listen, this is going to sound a little crazy, but I'm a little short on cash, and I have a long drive ahead of me. Could you maybe just put some of that stuff into a cup? I could snack on it while I'm on the road. I don't know. No, people. It happens so much that it has been programmed into the register. And if that's the case, right? If whatever you call that stuff has its own button, which I'm pretty sure we can all agree was not in the original business plan. That tells me that there was a day somewhere that it went down, right? And as a professional people watcher, I'm just mad I wasn't there to see it. You know, because I just picture some toothless manager storming out of the back. Hey, somebody's going to have to start paying for these crunchies, all right? I can't be giving this stuff away all day if everybody's going to ask for it. We got to figure something out. Let's just be honest. Y'all love free stuff. That's what it is, ain't it? Yeah, it is. That's why we had to get rid of our tartar sauce pump and switch to packets, put them behind the counter, limit 2 per customer, because y'all were pumping it right into your boats. Are you kidding me? Nobody needs that much tartar sauce. And I'm sick of dealing with it. And he tries to slam the door, but it's that metal kitchen door, right? So just... Ten minutes later, no one's speaking because you can still hear him in the back ticked off. I ain't settling down, Tommy. I'm sick of this. They don't pay me enough to put up with this. I'm so mad my hand's shaking. I'm supposed to bowl tonight. Now what? I'm done. Well, I don't care if I said it before. I mean it this time. You watch. As soon as I can afford that lift kit and them Luke Bryan tickets, you ain't never gonna see me again. I'm out. Well, of course I'm going. Florida, Georgia line's opening. I ain't gonna miss that. They're the only dudes that can settle me down right now. You do that for me? All right, you take the Nelly part. You make me wanna roll my window. Okay, listen. Obviously, I've thought way too much about a day that probably never happened, okay? I'll give you that. But I have questions, and I want them answered. And the only people that can answer them are those in charge at the Yum Brands. If you're not familiar with who they are, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Long John Silver's, A&W Root Beer. Now, I don't know what they're on, but they're on something, okay? All their ideas, whether it's for the restaurant, the 2-in-1 fast food concept itself, I feel like they just get together in a big room. Hey, Carl, you got anything? There have been several occasions where I was like, I want fried chicken and pizza at the same time, but probably was not in a stable position to drive 2 separate places. Could we do something about that? Yeah, I think we could do something about that. We could probably sell both of those here, right? Yeah. All right, we can put that down, save some money on rent. Phil, what do you guys got? Okay, we're representing Pizza Hut, and you know the doughy part around the outside of the pizza? The crust? The crust, dude. I told you it was called a crust. What if, and I'm just spitballing here, we remove the crust and replace it with a ring of soft pretzel, pigs in a blanket, and if we can't do that, can we just fill it with cheese? Well, we can certainly look into one of those, if not all of them. I think those are all good ideas our audience would certainly enjoy. Ricky, what about you?
I've always wanted to make taco shells out of Doritos. That's what I'm talking about. That needs to be... Put that down first. We got to figure that one out first. Maybe the greatest idea that's ever come out of these summits. We'll start with nacho cheese, Cool Ranch in the 4th quarter. People love little red and green flecks on their taco shells at Christmas. I love it. I love everything I'm hearing.
We do have a set greeting, though. The greeting is scripted. You can't say hello your own way. You got to say it just like this. Welcome to Burger King, family. Take your order. Why don't you try it? You try it, young man. Okay, sir. Welcome to Burger King. What are you doing here? Well, not quite, but you'll get it. You know, if I go to Burger King, if I get an order of onion rings, there's always a couple of French fries mixed in there with them. Always, but if I get the French fries, there's never any onion rings mixed in there. Are they in the same pile or aren't they? I'm mystified by that. You ever line up one of these places and you're hungry and you're in a hurry and you're watching the guy working back there, and by the way he's moving, you're pretty sure he's underwater. I get drowsy watching them work. I get up there, I'm falling asleep. I'll have a hamburger. What time is it? Sometimes I'll screw with the guy. I'll screw him, you know. Yeah, I'm gonna get a McWhopper. Yeah, McWhopper. With mashed potatoes and a Heineken. The biggie Heineken. Supersize the biggie. You know what? Make it a Schlitz. Can I change my order? You ever try to change your order? Oh, man. They look at you like you asked them to rewire the Pentagon. We got a situation over here. We got a code red. Yeah, this man, he's not going to eat the things he said he would eat originally. What am I supposed to do now? Push the buttons. Show me which ones. Shift, Alt, Enter, Delete, Escape, Start Over. Welcome to Burger King. What do you want? Get it right this time. This is hard. What I'm doing is hard. Burger King. They don't mind the special order, right? Extra pickle. That's their slogan. That's not their slogan. That's why I'm not in the slogan writing business. Have it your way. That's their slogan. Have it your way. That's still their slogan. You know what I like to do at Burger King? I go, you know what I want? I want a Whopper with cheese, but I want the top bun on the bottom and the bottom bun on the top. Yeah, that's my way. I want the top bun on the bottom and the bottom bun on the top. And don't just think you can flip it upside down. I know the difference. And I want you to cut it into 8 pieces like a pizza. I'm going to eat it with a spork. You got sporks, I hope. A&W's got sporks.
I like Burger King better than McDonald's. Not because the food's any better. It's because I'm really immature. And every time I go to Burger King, I get an onion ring in my fries. That's a good day. You don't even know you got it until you get back to the table. You have your tray. You're like, oh, do you want to sit at this booth right here? Oh, that's fine. Oh, I didn't pay for this, did I? Who's the king now, huh? I'm gonna put it to the side, save it for later. Little ketchup circle of protection around it. Just the opposite, if you get a fry on your onion rings, you're a little mad about it, you know? It's a waste of space. You're up at the counter. Where's the manager? My crown falls off. I don't want to talk about it. Still fits.
I found this out while I was in Oklahoma. Did you know if you go through a drive-through fast food restaurant without a car, they'll get mad? This is a true story, y'all. Whenever I work a club-owned land, it's the club owner's responsibility for my accommodations, and this club owner has put me up at a hotel that's right across the parking lot. Y'all notice I didn't say street, right? It's right across the parking lot from a Burger King, and I stumbled over there one night, midnight, 1 o'clock, after a show. I was a little bit inebriated, and okay, I won't lie to you, I was a bit inebriated. But I knew better than to drive, and I got to the Burger King, and the doors were locked, y'all, but that drive-thru was open. I was just standing at the speaker. And that woman that lives in that box right there, she said, welcome to Burger King, may I take your order? I was like, yeah, I want a Whopper with cheese, and I want a small fry, and I want a Coke. And she said, are you in a car? I was like, I don't know, can you see me? She wouldn't serve me. Yeah, I had to hitchhike in a drive-thru. Oh, hey, dude. Could you take me to that first window right there? I can help with gas. He wouldn't do it. I had to get a taxi. $56 for a Whopper.
The other day, I wasn't feeling great about old Andrew Hobbs. You know, feeling pretty bad about myself. So I did something I regret. I went to Burger King. Yeah, I know. I regret it too. And I ordered my food, thinking like, I deserve this. This is what I asked for. Because I asked for it. And over the intercom, this little voice says, hey, for a dollar, would you like two cookies? Sorry, I get a little emotional with this one. And I told him, I've done nothing today to deserve two cookies. And I drive around to the window. And there he is. With two cookies. And he says to me, son, sometimes we all deserve two cookies. And I am here to tell you that the king of all burgers is a just and merciful king. And if we will but humble ourselves, he will provide.
Here's something that happened to me a while back that was half stupid, half just cracked me up. There's a town in Alabama that when I'm driving down to the Gulf of Mexico, you have to go through, and it's spelled really weird. It's spelled E-A-U-F-A-U-L-A. Has anybody ever heard of this? Probably. Well, for over 40 years, I've been going through this town, and I never learned how to pronounce it. It's driving me crazy. So I figured, you know what? Doggone it. Next time, I'm going to stop and get a local. That's the best way, isn't it? So get a local to teach me. So I stopped in the first building I could find, go in, sweet little lady behind the counter. I go, ma'am, you got to help me. Can you please tell me where I am and say it slowly so I'll understand? She's like, all right. Burger King. Thank you. I figured the E was silent.
I got a buddy, he's got them everywhere, right? Tattoos all the way up to his neck, two full sleeves, the works. He's always complaining to me, though, about not being able to get a job. He's like, I don't get it, man. I'm like, dude, what's not to get? You got a tattoo of a demon on your neck. You should have been smarter about this and gotten a tattoo of your resume. It's like, hey, check it out, shift leader Burger King, 04 to 08. I dropped a couple French fries.
Anybody been pulled over recently and deserved it? Anybody do that? Nobody admits to it, see? I deserved it. It was my fault. I admit that it was my fault. I was driving by myself in the carpool lane, which is terrible. I was late to a gig and I took a shot. Got pulled over, got caught, right? And my first instinct is to maybe make up a lie or just joke around with the police officer, see if I can get out of it, you know? But I couldn't come up with a lie for driving by myself in the carpool lane. So I just panicked and I was like, oh no, I left my baby at Burger King again? And I don't know why I said again. Like I do this all the time. Don't worry, officer, I know the drill. He laughed, he thought it was funny, but then he wrote me a ticket. That doesn't work, right? And I don't know what was gonna happen. Like, what was my end game on this? Like, my mind immediately goes to, like, worst case scenario, right? Like, I'm getting a police escort back to Burger King. And the whole way I'm just praying there's an abandoned baby there that I can borrow for a few or whatever. Then I'm texting my friends, like, drop your kid off at Burger King. Quick. My uncle texts back immediately, yeah, I'll do it. Father of the year. But he only has a 17-year-old daughter, so that's not what I meant, you know what I mean? Me and the cop get out of the car, and she just goes, hey, daddy. This is gonna be way worse than a minor traffic infraction, I think. Take me home, daddy. Okay, shut your mouth, Rose.
I love advertisements, especially when advertising is unintentionally funny. I'll give you an example. I'm driving by a Burger King, right? The Burger King sign reads, now hiring closers. But a windstorm had hit and the sea had fallen off the sign. I gotta wait for the bad spellers on that joke.
Like, I remember the last date I was on, this was a woman, she started opening up, right? Like, not in a good way, emotionally. In a very unkind way. She's like, you know, when I was 8 years old, my dad went out to get hamburgers for the whole family and never came back. And I was like, oh my, those must have been some amazing hamburgers. Do you remember where he went? I want some. Did he Yelp it? We should find your father. Can you imagine a hamburger so good where you just leave your family? You just take one bite, I'm not going back. I won't go back. You gotta go back. What about your kids?
Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A, they're required to say with pleasure or my pleasure to anything, everything. It's in their training. Can I have two straws? Here you go. Thank you. My pleasure. I think you're overestimating this transaction. Can't be your pleasure.
Oh, no, I drive that car, I drive that Subaru around to a lot of stand-up comedy gigs. And so I'm driving a lot, and I'm constantly afraid that I'm going to fall asleep at the wheel. Like, I don't know if this happens to you guys, but I've tried everything. I get drowsy as soon as I start driving. So I've tried sunflower seeds, I've tried those little energy drinks, and nothing has worked until now. I figured out the best way to stay awake and alert. Before I drive anywhere, I stop at Jack in the Box. Yeah. And I order myself two dirty tacos. Yeah. The kind that are so greasy you can see through them. Because nothing keeps you on the edge of your seat. Like holding back diarrhea. You are awake and you are alert. It's crazy.
I do like exploring new places, and your community is no doubt. What a beautiful place. Listen, I get to go to some of the most beautiful places. Oh, I was in Mexico, right? And I've been there a bunch, but I've never had, like, Mexican cuisine because they don't have the chalupas and whatnot there. So I had to go. Like the numero cuatro. And so I went to the taxi driver, and I said, sir, please take me, por favor, to where the locals eat. And this fella took me to a Five Guys. Do you have Five Guys where you live? All right. Here's a little tip from me to you. Don't order the large French fry at Five Guys. It comes in a wheelbarrow. It's huge. That's the only French fry that's bad for your back. So I'm in this little town eating Idaho, pretty much. I'm eating this stuff. And this lady, bless her. I'm gonna describe this lady to you with love in my heart. She's leaving the Five Guys with a bag of Five Guys in each hand. And I'm thinking, that's like 10 guys. That's a lot of guys. It's a little math joke. I will describe her to you as my Nana would have described her, with love and respect in my heart. She was a big-boned woman. We on the same page? You know what I mean when I say big-boned woman? Now, full disclosure, I did not see any bones. But surely they were present. Some things we take on faith. She's leaving the Five Guys, bag of Five Guys in each hand. As she leaves, there was an incident. I'm trying to think how to make this friend. Oh, she had a blowout. Not sure what you're cheering for. She blew out her crock. You know what a crock is? Everybody knows a crock, like a foam rubber gardening slipper that four-year-old white kids wear to the pool. Okay. The official shoe of Connor. You with me? Okay, right? I don't know what kind of load the crock is rated for. Now, load's an engineering word. I'm not being disrespectful. I don't know what that number is. But it was exceeded that day. Right there in the... Cinco hombres right there. Thanks for digging my Spanish. Now, I don't know all the science words, but she made a move. I would call it a plant pivot. She was able to complete the maneuver just fine. The croc, not so much. It accepted the plant, resisted the pivot. And I guess the compression and the torsion and the shearing force and the friction I don't know. It turns into dust. There's croc dust in the air. That was preceded by a hissing noise. And she looked at me, I'm like, don't look at me, senor, that's all you. No, I'm wearing two shoes. You got a croc foot and a barefoot. But I try to be helpful. I said, so what you want to do maybe is cut back to, let's say, uno, bag of Five Guys. Head over there to the Peso Less shoe store. I get some grown-up shoes.
So do any of you guys go to In-N-Out Burger? Are you guys have heard of it? Yes, oh my gosh, I love it. I'm from Minnesota where we don't have it, and I live in LA now, and I think it's super cool. And when my family was coming to visit, I wanted to impress them, so I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, we have to go to In-N-Out Burger, it's so cool. And I was amping them up, I was talking about it for months and months and months, and I was like, they have a secret menu, you have to know what's on the menu, they don't tell you, you have to know, you know? And I was just super excited, and they were super excited. So when the plane landed, I took them directly to In-N-Out Burger, and we get there, I'm so excited, they're so excited, we get in line, get up to the line, and I cannot remember the name of the secret menu item. Right, do you guys know what it is? Animal style, right? I could not remember, so I'm in line, and my family's watching, and I'm just staring at this cashier, and I'm just like, we would like 4 burgers, unicorn style? I stared at the cashier and he goes, okay. I was like, okay. And he was like, okay. I was like, okay. All right, we did it. This is great. We're doing it. Yes. He goes to make the burgers. My family's excited. 20 minutes go by. We get our burgers. And it's the same cashier made sure to deliver them to us. And he shoves this box of burgers towards us, and it's 4 burgers. And they each have just one French fry. just shoved into the middle of the burger. And I'm looking at the cashier, and he's looking at me, and he's like, eh? And I'm like, eh. And he's like, eh. And my family's like, why do people order it like this? I was like, I don't know, but this place is awesome.
I like crappy food too much. I love it. Love crabby. I ate at a Sonic's today. I found the Sonic's. I thought it was a fictional restaurant just in commercials. I had to venture to Utah to find the one Sonic that they advertise nationwide. Come to the Sonic off of the 15 in Utah. New York City, come on down. I did it. I found a Sonic. Whew. Got them tots. Got that shake, baby. Did it.
Love traveling. This never fails. Every time I go out of town, I always just go to a Subway. That's where I go. I could go anywhere, but I go to a Subway. I have one impression for you guys. I don't do a lot of impressions. This is my impression of somebody who works at Subway when you ask for a little mayonnaise. Someone that works at Subway when you ask for a little man. You're gonna get mayonnaise, people. I figured out how to get a little mayonnaise at Subway. You asked for no mayonnaise. You're still gonna get a little squirt. Like, I don't want any mayonnaise on my sandwich, please. You're still gonna try to squeak it in there. I swear, I was on a Subway a couple weeks ago. I ordered my sandwich. I'm like, look, buddy, I don't want any mayonnaise. I don't like the mayonnaise. It was a young kid working the counter, so he's like, I reach around and sneeze. No. And I swear to you, he turned around to a camera behind him. But then I looked at my sandwich, spelled in the mayonnaise, it said, help me, something's going on!
A couple summers back, I was in high school and I'm looking for just like a crappy summer job, you know, something to just hold me over. And you have like the jobs you want, but then you have like the Subway tier, I call it. It works on two levels because Subways are below the ground and because the restaurant Subway is not a place you want to work. Why it's called the Subway tier. Anyway.
Did you guys see the Subway? They say their chicken's only 50-50. Did you see that? Only 50% chicken, the other 50% whatever. You see that? I love Subway. I go to Subway. Let me tell you something. I'm all about Subway. I love Subway. But remember Jared from Subway? He lost 200 lbs on the Subway diet. He dropped 200 pounds on the Subway diet, as I emphasize it by hitting my leg. He lost. How do you do that? You can't do that now. That was back when Subway was just turkey on wheat. But not anymore. It's delicious. You been to Subway lately? They got the Philly cheesesteak. They got the sweet onion chicken teriyaki. Oh my gosh, that is good. On honey oat? You think pound cake's ordering that? You're doggone right, that's what the pound cake's ordering. The sweet onion chicken teriyaki, they take that, they put the sauce on there. It's amazing, but here's my problem with going to Subway. Come on, man, hook me up. I feel like I'm begging. You still have to go through that line to get what you want on your sandwich. I was at Subway earlier today. What would you like on your sandwich? I said, I want some lettuce, please. I feel like I'm having the best. Can I get a little more? It's like, what'd you bring the head of lettuce from your house? What are you doing? Is this your personal stash of lettuce? Give me a glob of lettuce. Hook me up. Ask for the sweet onion teriyaki sauce. They go, drizzle, drizzle? You think I want, look at me. Do I want a drizzle of sweet onion chicken teriyaki sauce? Hit me hard. When you go for the lettuce, you're doing, I feel like I'm playing blackjack and like, hit me. Hit me. How about you split these and double down? Will you do that for me, please? And here's the other situation. If you work at Subway, you're not an artist, but I'll call you one. If that's what you want to be, you're an artist, but do me a favor. Won't you make my sandwich the way you make your personal employee sandwich? Because I know what's happening back there. I know when you make your employee sandwich, you're doing it upright. But when you see this dude in there using his points card, you got a problem with that. You're getting all skimpy on that. And you know you've got old employees sitting back there double hitting the bacon, extra mayonnaise. Hey, fatty, won't you make your sandwich the way you make mine, man? I got a lot of attitude about Subway. I don't know what happened. I apologize, guys, but sometimes it just comes from the heart. I don't know my legs. I'm doing Elvis.
My wife's family's rich. They're loaded. My wife has an aunt that she's a multimillionaire. She bought a mansion in San Diego that she's not even going to live in for 5 to 10 years. She just bought this mansion for later, for another time, not now. That's hard to relate to, okay? I can kind of relate to it a little bit because sometimes I go to Subway and I get a foot-long sandwich, and I eat half, right? Just half. And I save the other half for later, for another time. Not now. That is a for later sandwich. You guys are fun.
I have tried a lot of foods. I tried to eat at Subway 9 days in a row. You ever do that? Don't do that. I had a moment of clarity with Subway. After 9 days, I figured out that all the meat's the same. They just have a guy that spray paints in different colors in the back. True story. One kind of meat, 40 kinds of bread, though. Which that can't be true, right? I think there's two kinds of bread. I think there's white and wheat. Everything else is something they made up that day. They get all excited. Try our new bread of the week, bedazzled pumpernickel. Why is it sparkling? Or it's a grain, you want 9 grain, 20 grain, you want 40 grain bread? Pretty soon it's just gonna be wood, right? Yeah, can I get a 6-inch turkey on, is that cedar? Foot-long roast beef on bamboo. Yeah, I want it toasted and varnished. Give it a good shellacking.
All right, you know what? Let's do a little crowd work, huh? That's an important skill for a comedian to have. So why don't I flex my crowd work muscle real quick here? What do you do for a living? An online fitness guy. Don't have anything for that. Okay. All right. What about you, buddy? Where do you work? Electrical engineering. No. No. What? Okay. Nah, I don't have any attorney stuff. Does nobody work at Subway? Seriously? Nobody works at Subway? All right, you know what? Forget it. We're going to edit this out. No one worked at Subway. You guys ruined it. That's fine. We're going to move on. We'll move on. What else? Oh, I was at Subway the other day. Not a fan of Subway. Let me tell you what happened. I went in there, ordered my sandwich, ordered an M&M cookie. Good cookie. The guy gave me my cookie. It had one M&M in it. That is literally the least amount of M&Ms that you can put in a cookie and still legally call it an M&M cookie. And at first I thought, oh, maybe it's a mistake. Then I realized it's not a mistake at all. They know exactly what they're doing because I replayed the conversation in my head. I said, can I get an M&M cookie? And the guy goes, one M&M cookie? Not cool. It's dishonest.
No, I'm married. I want to stay married. I had my anniversary last October. I took my bride out to one of those restaurants where they make the food there right in front of you. Subway.
It was hard, man. I used to work at McDonald's. It's a terrible job, but people used to complain all the time at McDonald's. Can we agree as a room? Any complaint that you have at McDonald's can be answered with, it's McDonald's. right? You know what you signed up for, right? Diarrhea. Why are you writing letters? What's going on? People get upset at me. They get really upset. They're like, sir, excuse me? I'm like, you don't have to call me sir, okay? I'm a child, okay? Like, sir, excuse me, but somebody's taking a shower in the urinal, okay? I just thought you should know that. I'm like, yeah, it's McDonald's. This ain't Chick-fil-A, right? Yeah, it's not my pleasure to be here. I'm a hostage, okay? I feel like that should be their slogan, right? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, this ain't Chick-fil-A. You want ice cream? Psych, our machine's broken. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I took this young lady out to go get something to eat. She really wasn't that cute, I'm gonna be honest. So we end up at McDonald's. Don't judge me, sir. You didn't see her, okay? You don't know. You don't know what I had to go through, all right? At the time, my car didn't exist. I was broke. I didn't have one. I didn't know. It didn't. She was driving. We pull up to the drive-thru. It's a very romantic drive-thru. It's very well lit and everything. We can see each other perfectly. She orders her food, but dude couldn't hear her. He said, excuse me, ma'am, can you speak up? That's all he said to her. She went completely nuts for no reason. Started yelling immediately. How did you get a job? I know your mama don't love you. I said pickles, nerd. She went nuts. After she gets finished cussing out the McDonald's drive-thru dude, she gonna turn to me talking about, so Mike, what you wanna get? Wendy's now? I'm not ordering from this dude. Why would you yell at him like that? I seen this movie, it don't work out for us in there. Gotta drop me off, guy. I'm not, gotta drop me off. I'm not going nowhere with you, drop me off.
Food is getting crazy out of control. Like, this happened a couple weeks ago. I went to a McDonald's. They had salt shakers on the tables at McDonald's. Who's eating McDonald's going, you know what this needs? It's a little bit more salt, yeah. Barely tasted on there.
I think the hardest part traveling and being a comic, and it's more about what you eat. It's eating healthy. And the fast food industry it's cheap. It's right there on the highway. So it's hard to resist. It's the only industry in the world, by the way, that could treat you like garbage repeatedly and you still go back. Bad experience at a car dealership, insurance company. You don't go back there. But everyone in here has a fast food horror story. Even back to that same location. Pretty happy about it. I got a Big Mac at the drive-thru, right? Not a hard order. Not complicated. There's a couple layers. Maybe an assembly line process. Before I get back on the highway, I reach over. It's really thin from my Big Mac experience. I pick it up. No meat. Yeah, that's a big part of the Mac. The meat. So now I have this dilemma. Do I go back inside and argue for my grade F beef? It actually made the sandwich healthier. I have a Thousand Island lettuce sandwich. The answer is yes. You go back inside. You talk to the manager, Ted. Ted, this is embarrassing for both of us. I got no meat in my sandwich. The response I got from Ted, the manager, with a straight face was, are you sure? No, Ted, this is the big scam I got running right now. I'm stealing patties from fast food places. If you could pick it up, I got 60 in the car. I got a Wendy's to knock off, two exits down. I am the Hamburglar.
I think it's good to get fat shamed like that, though, sometimes. Like, I think that's how we could help with childhood obesity. Here's my idea. I think McDonald's should make the play place into a giant model of the human heart. That way, when the fat kid gets stuck in the aorta slide, he'll know what he has to look forward to later in life. It'll be good for him. He'll have an epiphany in there. Be like, yeah, I gotta change some things. Cancel those nuggets, Mom. I'm all stuck up in here.
So my oldest child, when he was 5 years old, man, we had a fun time. We went to McDonald's, and the manager was just having a bad day, right? You could tell that. It's like this, you know, gotta take your order. Just mad. And it doesn't take me any time at all to process, ooh, I'm gonna mess with this person. So there I am, my five-year-old kid. We're trying to get something to eat at McDonald's. And this guy's all mad and ragey. And I said, yeah, I'll take, you know, the big and tasty, whatever meal I was getting that day. And let me ask my son what he wants. And that's gibberish, just so you know. I have no idea. As a small child, when we left Iran, and I never coached him into this. I just thought it'd be funny if I did that. And he looked at me and goes, because he wanted to one-up me. Just until he hyperventilated, you know. Finally stopped. He wants a cheeseburger, Happy Meal, ketchup only. For real? I guess it's a hard language. My dad doesn't even email me at all because, you know, he can't find the key or the key.
Did you guys see this? McDonald's announced they will no longer be using styrofoam. They'll be using cardboard. I'm thinking sooner or later, they're going to have to use meat. Wow, apparently McDonald's fans in here. I'm sorry.
Like, I like going to McDonald's. That's a tough thing. Fast food, man, that is tough. Sometimes I go to McDonald's, I don't even buy anything. It's the dopest way to go, by the way, on a full stomach. I walk into McDonald's, and sometimes I just look at the menu. I watch it flip over from breakfast to lunch, to dinner. A tear comes to my eyes. Do you need anything, sir? No, just y'all back brought back the McRib. I didn't know y'all gonna do that. I follow y'all on Twitter. Y'all didn't send that one out. Just kind of caught me off guard. The sandwich has no bones. It's ribs with no bones. It's made by Jesus. That's what that sandwich is for. It's incredible. So now they put the calorie count in the McDonald's menu. Supposed to make you feel bad about eating McDonald's. I can't believe I've been eating all these calories. Oh! Personally, I like they put the calorie count in the McDonald's menu because now I know when I'm getting banged for my buck. You know what I mean? I order whatever has the most calories in it. That's the way I work the menu. I was like, oh, I only got $2. Oh, let me get the two double cheeseburgers. Yeah, it's got the most calories. Yeah, it's a trick I learned in jail. Watch your boy. Let me get the two double cheeseburgers. Do you want a fish sandwich? No, I want a fish. Get that fish sandwich out of here. Who's ordering seafood at McDonald's? Fish, it's not even real fish. It's a fish substance patty that they make with tools and paper mache. Get that fish sandwich out of here. Ordering seafood at McDonald's. Who goes to McDonald's for seafood? Come on. You ever been sitting at home? Ooh, I could go for some fish. Ooh, McDonald's got fish sandwich on the dollar menu, so it's a fish. No, it's not even real fish. You ever look behind the McDonald's counter? You ever see Iron Chefs back there filleting fish, scaling fish? Where's the fish coming from, huh? Glitter, tools, paper mache. Tell me, McDonald's doesn't hire fishermen. I've never seen that sign in the window. Wanted, now inquire within, looking for a cashier and a fly fisherman. Holding tryouts on Monday, bring your own pole. No, they don't need fishermen because they make the fish in Japan in between sweatshop shifts at the Nike factory. And they email the fish here. Enjoy the fish. Just don't die, because if you die, they'll blame it on the fish. How'd he die? Ooh, he died neath the heap of filet-o fish, man. That's what he should've did. Should've got it at the farmer's market like me, man. He'd have been still here, but you know, gluten took him out. What it is.
Stan, like this McDonald's in LA not too long ago. The kid working behind the counter had his pants pulled down a little bit. He had this bandana hanging out of his pocket, his McDonald's work hat tipped around the side. I said, who are you with, man? The McCrips?
But I had a little bit of that food. I'm content though, because I stopped and had the best meal of my life. I stopped and had some McDonald's. That's so. I don't think any adult eats McDonald's nowadays, and when they're done eating it, they're like, that was delicious. I think even when kids eat McDonald's, they're like, my stomach hurts. But I want to go back tomorrow, right? What is in it? McDonald's is the only food you eat, and you know you messed up when it's in your throat. It doesn't even have to get to your stomach. You're like, I gotta start making McSteaks. What is this? I don't care what fast food I eat. If I order french fries, I have to eat every fry. Like, I get depressed if the fries start running out. Like, I reach in the bag, I'm like, I know there was more fries in this bag. Where's the rest of those fries? And then I move the napkin out the way, and I find that one little burnt piece of crunchy fry. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about, baby, right there. My meal is complete, right? Before today, I haven't been to McDonald's in like 6 or 7 months, and I was cleaning out my car, and I found some french fries in between the seats. Yes, and the fries look better than they did the day that I bought them. I was like, how is there no bacteria on these fries? You know how bad of a food you have to be for mold to be like, I don't eat that. That's a horrible food. Someone was like, did you eat the fries? I did lick one of them. It was still salty. I didn't eat it though. I was like, this is super salt. How's it still there? I was telling one of my friends about that on the way here. I was like, yo, I found french fries in between my seats. She was like, you found french fries? She was like, I found a burger in between my seats. I was like, a burger? I was like, what, like a wrapped up burger? She was like, no, just a patty. I said, who loses a burger patty in between their seats? How dirty is your car that you can lose a patty? I've never once went to McDonald's and was eating a cheeseburger and the meat fell from between the bun. And I just kept eating it like, oh, I guess this is just a ketchup, onion, cheese, mustard, pickle sandwich. How do you lose the patty?
I went to McDonald's up the street and I went to the drive-thru and I got like a number two and I got up to the window and this rather large lady leaned out. She goes, 585. I was like, at least. Oh, whatever. I always do stuff like that.
I'll never be able to lose the weight that I want to lose as long as McDonald's keep randomly coming out with the McRib. I can't turn that down, and I'm ashamed of it. I've never loved a more indescribable piece of meat before in my life. You ever see a McRib? It's a creepy sandwich. Buy one. Buy one. Take the bun off of it. See if you don't get creeped out. Comes out random times. Every 6 years, the McRib is back. I'm pretty sure there's someone in a back McDonald's warehouse like, man, we just found 8 more boxes of McRibs. What's the expiration date? 1984. Get it out. It's still good. People try to defend it. It's boneless, but the made it look like it's got bones. It's creepy. The McRib was a human being, he'd be a pedophile. That's how creepy it is. Just hopping out of bushes. Ba-da-ta-ta-ta.
Oh, and I have a lot of fat jokes. I don't have a problem with fat people. I have a problem with people who make excuses, right? There's nothing I could have done differently to be not a freak of nature, right? You know, oh, I'm not fat, I'm big boned. I'm big boned, okay? They're gonna find my skeleton and think it was a T-Rex. I have a glandular problem. I have a glandular problem. But McDonald's is not a gland. Mom. And I know she's gonna watch this special and just be like, I could go for a McGland right now. dip that in a little barbecue, a little McGland. Like I said, we went to Italy, first time in Europe. It was fun. There's a lot of things that people don't really know about, at least I didn't. For one, almost everybody in Europe smokes. All the time. It was raining. This is a very common occurrence. We had people would be riding a bike while holding an umbrella and a cigarette in the other hand. And we're just looking out of the McDonald's window like, that's so unhealthy. And I know a lot of people who have been to Italy get really angry when I tell them that we went to McDonald's. But I had to have it. I had to have some, that's the American embassy right there, the McDonald's. All that great food choices, I'm like, no, I'm gonna go with Mickey D's, okay? And we almost missed our train to Venice because of how badly I wanted to try Italian McDonald's. It was an honest mistake.
Here's my problem. Like I said, I have a hard time talking to people, like, just in general, right? I have, like, you ever have, like, the word mumbles? You know what I'm talking about? Like, I think I'm gonna say something, but by the time it hits my mouth, it's all scrambled up and weird, right? Like, I think I'm gonna go up to a girl and hit on her and be like, hey, girl. Did you get that face at McDonald's? Because I'm loving it. What happens is, I walk up to the lady, I'm like, hey, your face looks like a chicken McNugget. I got honey mustard in the truck. You wanna take a dip?
I just felt happy around her. Like, I felt around her how I do around cake. That's all. Which, that's the benefit of food over people, because you can tell food how you feel. Never gonna block you on Instagram, ever. Never gonna do that, right? You'll never see a McDonald's commercial where the guy's like, oh, I'm loving it, and all of a sudden Ronald McDonald busts in from the back like, what? Love? Oh. Oh, no. Oh, love. Okay, well. We have other customers.
I had a gig the other night. I call it up. I'm like, hey, I'm almost home. I'm starving. I'm going to stop and get a McDonald's. McDonald's! I can't believe you're still going there. The fat content's so high, we don't know where they get their beef. Get me a Sunday.
I did get stuck in line. I don't know if this is normal for around here. There was an older lady. She was complaining about everything that's happened to her over the last 6 weeks. Yeah, she's probably still there right now, just going off on the cashier. Like everything, the weather, the line, the prices, there was no topic off bounds. And then she said to the cashier, she goes, last week I ate two Big Macs and I wanted to kill myself. Yeah, that's what she said. I whispered to the guy in front of me, I was like, I haven't eaten any Big Macs and I want to kill her. I'm like, come on, sweep the leg, get her out of the way, let's go. And then he whispered back, that's my mom. He's like, I want to kill her too.
Remember the good old days, if you didn't like to go to a restaurant, you just didn't go there again, right? If you didn't like something, you go, you know what? I won't go back to wherever that is again. I won't go back to Sizzler because they didn't, whatever. But no, we got to get on our devices and we got to chime in and we got to make sure that everyone hears and they need to know what I think and I'm going to give them one star. It's like, we're trying to get somebody fired? Relax. Get over yourself. Give it a couple of months. They'll get their stuff together and then they'll make a nice steak for you. But in the meantime, don't be a whole nation of whiner reviewers. It is amazing to me how, wow. And I would give that 5 stars what I just said. But... no, but everyone, here's the deal. You get on Yelp. What are you trying to get somebody fired from their gig? My french fries at McDonald's were cold. You know what? That's what you're going to get. They're paying these guys 10 bucks an hour. What are you expecting? You expecting Ruth Chris Steakhouse? It ain't happening, baby. You know why you went to McDonald's? Because you're cheap. That's why.
No, but places, you know, like to try to help are putting the calorie count on menus, you know? So you go to fast food restaurants, like food item price, calorie count. You know, you guys have seen it. It's supposed to help you make a better decision. Let's just say it's never changed the way I order. It's just changed the scenario. So now, when I'm at McDonald's by myself on a Tuesday at midnight, alone, by myself, in my stretchies, it's like, hey, McDonald's employee, let's take this already low point in both of our lives. And add about 1,700 calories to it. And you better turn on that ice cream machine, Sean. You better turn it on!
I think sometimes we give God credit for stuff he doesn't even want credit for. Like, recently I had a friend pass away suddenly, and my other friends were like, why did God have to take Jerry so soon? I guess he just needed another angel in heaven. And I was like, yeah, maybe. But also, Jerry ate McDonald's 3 meals a day. Jerry did not take care of himself, and I think we got to meet him halfway. I'm just saying, if Jerry is an angel in heaven, he's not one of the ones that fly. That's all I'm saying. Maybe he does the books. It's going to be different jobs, right?
I travel a lot, and I can't always eat great, you know, because I'm like a trucker hauling jokes, and I hit a lot of fast food. And I hate fast food. I hate the service. I really hate, how hard is it to put a couple daggone napkins in a bag? Hey, just for kicks, tomorrow morning, go through the drive-thru at McDonald's. And go, yeah, I was here last night, and I think I left my kids in the playland. Y'all see a couple kids running around this morning, y'all come in? What they look like, sir? Like a mama? My wife can't stand a service you get to drive through. She loves it. Her idea. Came home one day. She's like, you still got that starting pistol you used back in high school when you ran track? Oh, yeah, it's out in the garage. Get it. We're going to McDonald's. Welcome, McDonald's. Can I take your order, please? Give me 2 cheeseburgers, 2 large fries, 2 large Cokes. I don't want cheese. It's fattening. Well, shut the heck up! Everything okay, Dr. Sir? I do. I'm sorry. 2 cheeseburgers, 2 large fries, 2 large Cokes. I want Diet Coke. Look, I don't need this the first day I get out of jail. I will use this gun. You don't have the guts. So I get the starting pistol out. Make that 1 cheeseburger. And can I get a couple extra napkins? I don't think the wrapper from the straw is going to cut it.
Try to eat all right. Better, I mean. But it's hard on the road. Some, you know, they eat the fast food, McDonald's, Burger King, these places. You know, sometimes you go to McDonald's or Burger King. Sometimes the people who work there, they're sharp, you know. They're sharp and they're on the ball, you know, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Other times you gotta wonder. You gotta wonder what that hiring interview was like, you know? Please, come in. Sit down. Can you mumble? Can you mumble without making eye contact? Would you be willing to goof around with your coworkers while the customer grows impatient? Great, I think you'd be a good candidate for a management training program. We're gonna have you watch an 8-minute training video, then we'll put you on the front counter. The training video, it'll show you how to jam so many napkins into a dispenser that the people wouldn't be able to get one out of the stick of dynamite. People get their own drinks, you just gotta hand them a cup. When you hand them a cup, make sure your fingers are sticking down inside the cup. That's our policy. Then you give them a bag of food and you're all done. There's no need to say thank you because you wrote that on the trash box. Yeah, we carved it into the trash box. They'll see that when they clean up after themselves.
I said I was trying earlier. I think I can be honest with you. We both know I'm not trying.
Like, at all. And that's how you look like this, by not trying every day. Like, today I went to McDonald's. Twice. First time was on purpose. I think the second was just a combination of road hypnosis and muscle memory. Twice in the same day, that's nothing. Try going twice in the same shift. Yeah, that's an experience right there. You pull up to the menu, order your food, they say pull around, and you do because you're hungry and obedient. And you get to the window and you see that same person recognize you from earlier and just start questioning everything. And you're like, am I stuck in a time loop? Or is this just the saddest man on the planet? Now, being the regular at a diner or a cafe, that's cool. You stroll in, they treat you like part of the family. Being the regular at an Arby's is way less glamorous. You walk in, they're like, ah, him again. Better fire up the second fryer. Need to get more curly fries out of the freezer. Stat!
I am from the South, too. I love being Southern. I love the food. I love the people. I love the hospitality. My only issue with the South, everybody in the South has an accent, a thick, thick accent. I was at a fast food restaurant in South Carolina. I decided to order in my best redneck Southern accent. When it came time, I spoke into the machine. I was like, hey! This is Dale! Well, give me a dang old number 3, make it my way, lettuce, pickles, tomatoes, cheese. Top it off with a big old Mountain Dew. Yeah! Oh, he's here, awesome. I can't make this up. Person taking my order comes out going, 10-4 down, this is Cooter. We read you loud and clear, brother. Now, hey, we gonna make it your dang on way, because you're the king here at Burger King. Brother, I'm gonna need you to pull around a window number 3, because, man, we gonna hook you up. Guys, when I pulled my car around, the person taking my order was Chinese. That's a heck of an accent right there.
Taco Bell recently announced, I guess it turns out it's the most healthy fast food restaurant in America. That's a real sentence I just said. That blew my mind. Honestly, you guys, because I know not one person in the history of the world that has walked into a Taco Bell and thought, I'm here to make good decisions. No, I've never seen a line at the drive-thru at Taco Bell in the daytime because we're all waiting for the sun to go down. Because we're ashamed. Because Taco Bell tastes better between the hours of 2 and 3 in the morning when we're incapable of making good decisions. No hate to Taco Bell, totally love it. If they ever want to sponsor me, I'm totally down.
Had a Taco Bell for lunch, which, hey, look, I like it. I like Taco Bell. I think it's fine. I think it's good. I just don't tell people I like it because they always say the same thing to me. Like, you know, it's not real Mexican food. Like, yeah, there's a taco made out of a Dorito. I got it. Newsflash, folks, nobody thinks Taco Bell is real Mexican food. When you go into El Pollo Loco, nobody's like, hey, you know those chickens aren't actually crazy.
Taco Bell, they crack me up, right? Because they know if you're going to eat there, you're going to eat there, right? Nobody's on the fence about Taco Bell. Nobody's like, well, let's just wait and see what the next commercial looks like. You know if you're going to go back or not. And Taco Bell knows that. That's why they can put out a product that has the exact same ingredients as 3 other products on their current menu. They just change the name and or shape of it and will make you feel dumb for asking about it. They're like, what we have for the spring, this is seasoned steak, lettuce, cheese, tomato, and sour cream encased in a flour tortilla. Anybody have any questions? Yeah, that sounds like a steak burrito. Well, it's not. Okay? A steak burrito is rolled up, okay? With this, we fold the sides in, we press it with a t-shirt iron. I don't know what's so hard to understand about the technology we've invested in the Crunchwrap. That's what we're calling it. It's a Crunchwrap. Their desserts, they don't even try with their desserts. They just take some other dessert you're kind of familiar with and change it a little bit, you know? We have Cinnabon Bites. Isn't that just a cut up Cinnabon? I mean, yeah, but we cut it up for you, okay? You could say gracias. We took the time to put it into this drink cup that was already sitting right here. I mean, how much of the lifting do we have to do? I remember a couple years ago, the Hostess company went bankrupt, and then like a month later, some mysterious entity saved them from bankruptcy. I thought for sure it was Taco Bell. I was waiting for that commercial. For years, I was waiting for that commercial, right? Just, it's a Twinkie burrito. We have stuffed a Twinkie full of taco meat, deep fried it. Sir, would you like Twinkie cream or sour cream? I don't care if it's coffee cream. I would like my Twinkie burrito, some fire sauce, two Jojolupas, and a Mountain Dew. The blue Mountain Dew, too. I want the Baja.
Was that Taco Bell? I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you where it was. Behind the counter, they had a charity event. You can give a dollar on top of your order and, you know, feel better about yourself for 48 seconds. But I don't want the attitude when I don't want to give. I place my order. She goes, you want to give a dollar to this charity? You know, it goes on top of your order. I'm like, no, I give in my own way. She goes. I was like, I'm sorry. She goes, you don't care about people's health? I was like, ma'am, I am eating at Taco Bell. I don't care about my own health.
Man, a lot of traveling with this job too, man. Gosh, and just when you travel, it's just easy to eat fast food, but I would eat fast food if I wasn't traveling, because fast food's the best food. Taco Bell is the best thing ever. Where's my Taco Bell? Yes! Love it. Thank you. Like, I love it. I just don't know what to do with it when people try to ruin it for you. Like, the healthy people, like, when you eat it in front of them, they're always like, that's gross, man. Don't you know how they make that? And I'm like, no. But I wish, I would love to make this at home, like, save more money. And I've got these friends, they know they make their own food, they're weird, man. They know I love the quesadilla at Taco Bell, and they're always like, Lee, we can make you a quesadilla that's better than Taco Bell. And I'm like, yeah, but can I come to your house at 2 a.m. and get it? Is that what you want? Me to drive to your house, to your window, yell for food at 1 a.m.? I'll do it. Man. They try to gross you out with the nutrition facts, like we care. Like, but the meat they use, it's a grade C meat. It's grade C. And I'm like, you know what? I was a C student too. That is a passing grade. We're doing just fine. And we get by on C's. We're good. I was into one Taco Bell once before I could order. The guy at the counter, he stopped me. He's like, dude, I just got to let you know something. The meat pump is broken. The meat pump, is that what you call your toilet? Like, I don't know, we're at Taco Bell, that makes sense, like. And that's the other stereotype I don't care for, that they always give on Taco Bell. Oh, Taco Bell makes you poop, makes you go to the bathroom. I'm like, what food doesn't make you go to the bathroom? When's that ever anything to brag about? Like, yeah, I went to a vegan place last month, still hadn't pooped.
Let's see. For the longest time, I thought Ariana Grande was a meal at Taco Bell. And I was like,
yeah,
He's like, it's not? I thought that was the number six. Mountain Dew Light Ice, let's go.
It's happening today. I love fast food. I went to Taco Bell for dinner tonight. I did that. Yeah. Oh, you guys like it or? Use my credit card to pay for it because my career is on fire right now. You know how sad your life has become when you have to finance a chalupa? You know, you're like, all right. Zip it through, see what happens. I had this awkward moment with the lady behind the counter because she asked if she could see ID with the credit card just to make sure that the credit card wasn't stolen. Is that a thing in America now, stealing credit cards? The first place you take it is Taco Bell, for real? That's where you got. We're gonna max this baby out. $1.89 at a time. Forget the plasma screen TV, you morons. I'm gonna make it rain chalupa. Getting this party started. This was pretty awkward. This has never happened to me before. I went through the drive-thru window today, right? Got my fast food bag. Put it on the passenger car seat, and the passenger car seatbelt light came on. It's like, how much food did I order? If the car thinks there's another human being in the car. Still ate it. It was fantastic. It was so good.
I have been working in public education for 8 years, and I do not have a teaching license. I'm not qualified for my job, but I'm the best one at it. It's, you can see the confusion. Like, imagine, like, as an adult, I applied for a Taco Bell. I did not get hired at the Taco Bell. Which meant that I was not capable of reheating bean pouches of diarrhea. But somehow, I'm capable of teaching. Walking bean pouches of diarrhea. It's crazy, crazy.
Yeah. It's cool, when I was in high school, I was a big fan of Spanish. And so when I was in high school, I had the opportunity to like go to Mexico to study abroad, you know, which was super cool, for like a Spanish class, which was crazy. My parents didn't think it was a good idea to send me. They didn't think it was safe. So I just did the next best thing. I got a job in a Taco Bell. See, I'm gonna be fluent in like 3 weeks, you know what I'm saying? I'm kidding, that's stupid, that's stupid. That's a lie. You guys know the Mexicans don't work at Taco Bell. You know, that's all black people. All black people. And then white people work at like Chick-fil-A or Starbucks. You know what I'm saying? I think you're choosing Chick-fil-A. My name's Stacy. How can I help you today? It's crazy. And I know black people work at Taco Bell too because they're stingy with their meat. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Like, have you tried like Doritos Locos Tacos or whatever? They give you like a little bit of meat, then throw a salad on top of your taco. I'm like, Devonta, you better take this bag. Stop. Oh, man. Devonta is a black person's name. That's why. That's why that's funny.
Here's a thing that happened recently. I laughed at my mom so hard in public that she started yelling at me. You know, here's the backstory. Have you ever, by the way, laughing so hard, like falling down in the aisle at the grocery store? And I laughed. Here's what happened. She told me her dog had diabetes, okay? And I started laughing so hard. No, it's so fat. Of course it does. You know, it's so big. And she was like, it's not funny. How could I have known he has diabetes? And I'm like, probably because he looks like a propane tank with legs. That's how, you know? There were so many clues. He's huge. Of course he's diabetic. And then, also, you feed him people food all the time. I caught her feeding him Doritos Locos Tacos from Taco Bell once. It's like, why are you feeding him the more expensive tacos, you know? It's true, she goes, he prefers them. It's like, what? Did he tell you that? What is happening here? Also, he's a chihuahua. We get it, you know? It's ridiculous.
I saw this on the sign outside McDonald's, the big sign, the marquee or whatever. It said, now hiring, apply inside. Yeah, apply inside. Apparently, they've determined that there's a big problem. Big problem with potential employees just driving right by. Just potential. Yeah, I'd like to get a job at that McDonald's, but where do you go to apply? I don't know. I think you go downtown to the sheriff's department. It's all political. It's who you know. Sometimes they put this now hiring, inquire within. That's pretty fancy language for a Taco Bell, isn't it? Did you ever talk like that? It's like Shakespeare wrote the damn sign. I just want to go in there. Is the manager within? Oh manager, wherefore art thou, manager? Surely within the confines of these walls? To make chalupas or not to make chalupas? I was here yesterday to no avail. Inquire within. I guess when you're going to quit, you got to give them your fortnight notice, you know? I shan't be returning. I shan't be back.
They have no idea the electronic trail they leave everywhere. On the phone, on the computer all day, they don't realize there's little footprints everywhere. Sometimes easy to follow. I go to bed the other night, do the things that dads do, turn off all the lights, put the thermostat back where it goes, close the cabinets. Go to sleep at 11:30, wake up at 7 in the morning, there's a Taco Bell bag on my counter. My boy comes in cracking noon, what's up? You go out last night? Pfft, no. Taco Bell bag, pfft, I don't know nothing about that. Really? I went on your bank account, saw a charge for Taco Bell. Somebody must have stolen my card. So somebody broke into my house last night, found your wallet, took your ATM card, cracked your PIN code, spent $3, broke back into the house, replaced the card undetected, left trash on the counter. What do you think of that crime? Dude slipped up. Dude slipped up.
My dad is, I'm mixed race actually. My dad is white from Michigan and my mom is white from Ohio. So it's, yeah, it's a nice mix. Nice border joke. Some of you got that. Okay, very good. So yeah, it's fun. But I've never gotten past food. Drugs and alcohol aren't really necessary, you know, when there's Taco Bell. Like, I'm sorry. It's like, no, the heroin, I'm gonna get a Mexican pizza. You know, this looks good.
One of the ladies I work with, she challenged me. She's like, you know what? If you're serious about getting in shape, you should try yoga. And I was like, yoga? You can't challenge me to do something and think I won't do it, all right? So I did it. I went to the yoga studio, I signed up. Problem was, I accidentally signed up for hot power yoga. And if you don't know what hot power yoga is, let me tell you. They put you in there for 90 minutes in a floor with just wood floor and stuff like that, and then they turn the thermostat all the way up. You cannot challenge me to do anything in this world without me preparing. So on my way to hot power yoga, I stopped at Taco Bell and got my usual. I love that guy back there. He's my new friend. So I'm in this class and we're about 45 minutes into it, right? And I'm in downward dog at this point. And you think I'm sweating now? Lake Havasu was forming underneath me. And the funny part about it, there was a really cute girl next to me and Lake Havasu was getting closer and closer. Misty, the instructor, was like shaking her head throughout the class. I was already mad because they don't make yoga mats for fat people like me, okay? There was no cup holder for my Diet Pepsi. About an hour into the class, I hear this. Misty focuses on me at this point in time.
They put me in the final position in the final pose, which is child's pose. Huddled up in a little ball. Y'all know what a Jake break sounds like when it lets loose? Misty's hair blew back like it was Hiroshima. People were running for the room. Point is, I'm no longer welcome at Hot Power Yoga.
Did something today I haven't done for a long time. Went to a fast food restaurant. I haven't been to a fast food restaurant in a million years. Because the last time I went to a fast food restaurant, I just walked in, asked the guy for a soda. He just handed me a cup. They made me pour my own soda. Just walked in, asked him for a 7-Up. This must be a diet 7-Up. Then he said, did you want fries or that? And I said, not if you're going to give me a knife and a potato. I stood there feeling kind of stupid being from out of town. I'm always out of town. He just finally notes my condition. Sir, you pour it over there. I went, I pour it over there. Oh, thank you. Thank you. And next time, I'm just going to bring a thermos. I won't even have to chat with you. I could have saved $1.25 and brought my own cup this time. What's next? I'll be frying a burger at home. They're just going to send me a bill.
It's been this long day. You're running errands, doing a bunch of stuff. You get a chance to get anything to eat. On your way home, you decide, let's stop at the fast food place, get some food, and take it back to the house. And while ordering, your man turns to you and says, would you like some French fries? And you say, no. That was your chance. There is no reason that once we pull up to the window, they hand us the bag. Now we can't drive with the bag, so we hand you the bag. Now it's a race to get home, because you're sitting there talking and eating and talking and eating, and those are our fries. That is the sound of men who have lost many a French fry in the battlefield of life. I mean, we love you to death, ladies, but oh my goodness, you get in there, you start eating and just talking and in the middle you have this realization, you go, you know what, those aren't even my fries. You're right, they're not your fries. You had your chance. Said this one night, a woman looked me dead in the face and said, they taste better when they're his. And every man's head in the room exploded, and every woman did exactly what you did. Yeah, that's right. Finally, someone put that into words. That's exactly right.